Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D. I'm your host, Reginald D. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about making sense of your life and your existence. Let's go. People struggle in life because they don't understand their life or their existence. Their existence doesn't make sense to them. A lot of it comes from letdowns, disappointments, and failures in their life. Let me say this to you about understanding your existence. Understanding your existence means exploring your curiosities, recognizing your fears, your values, and your place in this world. You have to ask yourself the big question like, what do I want to do? And what kind of impact does it have on my life? When making sense of your life and your existence, you have to remember your story and reflect on it from time to time. Then you got to ask yourself the question, what does a story of my life say about the kind of person I am and the kind of person I want to become? That's when you will start getting direction. Now, the kind of person you are now is not the important part. The important part is the person you want to become. That will show you your values, passion, and aspirations. Let me ask you this. What kind of person do you want to become? Think about that. Now I'm going to ask you another question that might step on your toes. What impact does your existence have on other people? Have you been the difference that the world needs? You know, I've seen a lot of people try to pursue goals and dreams and end up failing. And the reason they fail is because their goals didn't make sense. It didn't align with their existence. They were trying to be something that they are not just because they saw somebody else do it and they liked it, maybe because the other person made a lot of money doing it or whatever. The success of your goals and desires are not driven by selfishness. They are driven by relationships. Your existence, your gifts, and talents should align with your goals and desires. They should have a relationship with each other. After all, wouldn't you like to use your gifts and talents to get what you desire for your life and help you achieve your goals in life? I need you to know that your gifts and your talents are your power. It's mainly why you exist, to utilize your gifts. God said that your gift will make room for you. You have to have the mentality and mindset to handle life. Ask yourself this, is what I'm doing making sense for my life, or is it holding me back? You have to ask yourself, am I making the best decision for my life in the situation I am in right now? At one point in my life, I was broke and didn't have no money. And then I finally got some money and was still broke, all because I didn't have the mentality and the mindset to handle money. That's it. You need a sense of progress in your life each day. You will never understand your life and your existence by staying in one place. If you do, then that place you are in will become your existence and your life. You need to keep setting goals for your life. That's how people fail, is because they quit making goals for their life. Your goals will help you measure the progress in your life. Let me tell you this about making progress. It makes you happy, is good for your mental health, it gives you motivation, and it builds self-respect while you're trying to achieve your goals. Your life and your existence is going to feed off of your progress. Trust me. What are you living for? People get stuck on thinking life is just going to work to pay bills. That is totally wrong. You mean to tell me that God created you just so you can create debt, then have to go to work to pay the debt you owe? Your life and your existence is so much bigger than that. The reason people flip out due to losing their job is because that job is all they know, which is sad. People have committed suicide because of losing a job. I need you to know that you are more than a job. You are more than a paycheck. Your existence is so much more than that. You exist to be great. You exist to be a game changer. You exist to shake up the world. What is the big picture that you want for your life? Once you understand that, then you can start working towards it bit by bit. You need to know that the only thing that is holding you back is your mindset. You are still dwelling on the mistakes you've done in the past. You are letting your past mistakes define you when you should have just learned from them and moved on. It is critical to pause and think about what you're doing with your life. Think about what direction you're headed in. Decide what you want to achieve for your life. Once you figure that out, then you have to separate what's important from what's irrelevant or a distraction. Then after you do that, you just got to stay motivated and go for what you want for your life. You know the reason you are frustrated right now? You are frustrated because your brain is telling you that the thing you want for your life is in the realm of possibility. And you are frustrated because you know the thing you want to achieve in your life is possible and you haven't got it yet. The only reason you haven't got what you want is because you haven't went for it with everything you got. That's it, man. That's on you, man. It's time for you to get back to the person you are supposed to be. It's time to get back to your purpose. You got to finish the dream that's within you. This is not the end of your story. Your existence is so much more. If you don't like where you are right now, then do something about it. If you decide not to do something about the situation your life is in, then I need you to go look in the mirror, because what you see is what you're going to get for the rest of your life. Your life is a gift. I know making sense of your life and your existence is tough. It's tough because you're torn with what you want to do and what you should be doing. Let me tell you the difference between mediocre people and successful people. Mediocre people are selfish people. They want to do everything to make them happy, but don't want to do what's necessary to make them great. Mediocre people will get off the job and go to happy hour every night just to have fun. They hang out on their days off and have fun with their friends. Successful people work on their dreams and goals in their spare time. They don't go out and have fun every night because they understand how critical it is to achieve their goals in life. They know that once they achieve their desires, it will be game changer for their life and the people who are connected to them. So you got to keep pushing and quit playing. I realize that this thing called life is tough, but you got the strength to endure. Strength doesn't always roar, but strength sometimes is a little voice at the end of the day that says, I will try again tomorrow. You got the strength. You just need to put it to work. Your dreams does not have to make sense to anyone else but you. You may feel that your life has no meaning. You feel that way because you don't realize that you have an opportunity to create meaning for your life. It's your responsibility to do something with your life, nobody else's. You have to understand that life is a journey, and sometimes it takes time for everything to fall into place. But before things fall into place in your life, first you got to put things in motion, right? I need you to know that there is a better you that's within you. You got to let it out if you want your life and your existence to make sense to you. I need you to quit wasting time with your life and start walking in your purpose. Treat your time as a valuable asset. So guess what? If you let people waste your time, then you allow them to steal from you. That is one word that would change your life if you put it into play. And that one word is motivation. Ask yourself this question. How motivated are you to go after the things you desire for your life? How bad do you want it? Am I talking to someone who is motivated and geared up to do whatever it takes to accomplish their dreams? Or am I talking to someone who is going to be geeked up and motivated just for this moment and then fall right back into the same old mindset tomorrow? Motivation is driven by consistency. I know you feel like your life is in the dark right now, but guess what? In the dark is where you can see the stars. If your life is going to be meaningful, then you're going to have to live it out yourself. Quit doing it other people's way and try to do it your way. And then watch how things are going to start making sense. I need you to understand that people's opinion about you doesn't change the reality about you. Some of you probably heard me tell the story before. When I was a child, people close to me and some family members said that I wouldn't amount to anything because I was born out of wedlock. See, that was their opinion about me, but that wasn't the reality that was within me. The reality is I was created with a purpose. Once I found my purpose, I worked the process. I did what it took to make something of my life, regardless of what people said about me. See, the reality about you is that you are powerful. You have purpose and you possess greatness. That's the truth about you. It's time to be a new you. Don't be afraid of being a new you. People will adjust to that. Trust me. I'm going to leave you with this. I need you to stay encouraged. I need you to understand that God gives the toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. I need you to realize that a meaningful life is not being rich, being popular, being highly educated, or being perfect. It's about being real, being humble, and being able to share ourselves and touch the lives of others. Lastly, ask yourself this. If you was on trial for being great, will you be convicted? Thanks for tuning in with Real Talk, Reginald D. If you enjoyed the show, please share with anyone you feel that needs to take this journey with us on being a better you. See you next time.